Get ready. Page 166.
Good morning, Coach. That's what the athletes call you, isn't it?
Yes. My name is Dan Lutzen, and I coach American handicapped swimmers here at the Colorado Springs U.S. Olympic and Paralympic training site.
I watched the team during their gym routines and was amazed at their abilities to perform exercises despite their physical challenges.
They are awesome, aren't they? They have this craving for success and a strong will few champions have.
Do you know when this idea of having Olympic Games for disabled athletes started?
Well, yes. I lecture newcomers every year about it. In fact, the idea for the Paralympics was born in 1948, when a sports competition for people who had injured their spines while fighting in the Second World War took place. Over the years, it got bigger and bigger. And in 1960, a huge Olympic-style event took place in Rome. In 1976, Sweden opened the first-ever Paralympic Winter Games.
But where does this unusual name come from?
You mean Paralympics? The name comes from Parallel Olympics, which was shortened to Paralympics. Because Parallel Games were taking place the same year as the Summer Olympics, and actually they were held in the same country since the Seoul Games in 1988 in Korea.
How many different sports are listed in the Summer Paralympics?
I think there are 19 or 20, from archery, cycling, horse riding, football, swimming, judo. Let me see. Oh yes, rowing, sailing, powerlifting, wheelchair rugby, tennis.
And I've just heard triathlon and canoe will make their debut in 2016. So, are your swimmers ready for London 2012?
More than ever. 4,000 athletes from almost 150 countries are expected. What a show! If people still need proof disability can be overcome, let them watch.
Wow, thank you so much for this enthusiastic meeting, and good luck!